it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And every Monday night on the local edition of Radio Night Live here in New York City, we talk money. And part of the team that helps us talk about that money is with us today. Scott Martin is a top researcher for Cramer Research and doing a great job at HillaryCramer.com. Hillary is spelled with one L and a K. She is the millionaire maker, and she is my primary go-to on Mondays. But her team, all very gifted and talented analysts themselves, frequently join us as well. And Scott rejoins us. Glad to have you here, Scott. Thank you for being here. When people are looking at 2022, but as we are now halfway through the first month, I can't believe that half of January is gone already. What are they finding? Is the inflation hanging in there? What are we up against? How's it looking?
Kevin, well, first of all, thank you for having me, and thank you for that very gracious intro. We try to have fun at Cramer, and I have to say, we are still having fun this year. Our trades are working out well. Our portfolio looks strong. But for a lot of people, it's really miserable. Mm-hmm. January's been tough. You know, last year ended on a tough note. A lot of technology stocks are down 50%, and that is chilling if you bought the top. But I think what you talked about, you know, inflation is definitely still a problem, and the Fed really needs to wrestle with that problem aggressively. That means higher interest rates. That means the free money days that we've been enjoying in the last 2 years go away.
Well, and that's going to spill over into all aspects of life, is it not? I mean, you're going to talk, mortgages are going to be different because of that, and small business loans are going to end up different because of that. When you start talking about that impact, it's going to touch anywhere that money isn't free. It's going to be more expensive to just do life with.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think we've already seen that with mortgage rates. You know, they are they're back where they were before the pandemic started. And that's not the end of the world. Obviously, we all survived that. But it's a real drag. And I think the issue there is inflation means money's moving too fast. It's catching fire, and prices are going crazy. You know, you can price things wherever you want to because you'll find someone who can pay. Higher interest rates slow the money down, cool it off a little, and get us back to a more livable place. So yeah. Hopefully that's where, you know, in the meantime, it is painful.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about supply chain, because if you've got an abundance of money but a shortage of goods, and I'm seeing, Scott, I'm seeing more after the holidays, empty shelves, empty grocery stores than I saw going through the Thanksgiving Christmas cycle. I mean, I'm a little bit surprised that in the new year it seems to be even worse than it was in the heaviest consumption part of the year of 2021.
Oh yeah, well it's going to stay bad for a while, and we'll still see some shocks. But I think the issue there is two things. Labor. You know, people are still sick. 1% of the U.S. workforce had to clock out in December because they were too sick to go in. Hmm. And so that means you don't have people stocking the shelves. I don't know what's in the warehouse, but they can't go into the warehouse, come back, stock the shelves, fill up the store as fast as they used to. And that means that it's going to take us a little while longer to fill up the grocery cart.
At the end of the day, 2022 is going to have a lot of challenges. Let's talk about what you're anticipating here in the next week or so. What are things looking like, in kind of this doldrum, you know, beginning of the year?
Well, I think the next week the Fed is coming up again, and we're not going to get a real interest rate hike yet, but they're laying the groundwork for maybe a small hike in March, maybe April, but the writing's on the wall, and higher interest rates are coming across the board. That probably won't fight inflation for a little while, and that's so we're going to be caught in the middle of that. That's tough, and I think you're also seeing earnings are good but not great, and so there's not a whole lot of urgency to buy stocks right now.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what some practical places people can turn to put where They're going to try to stay safe and try to, you know, endure what we're going through right now. And by the way, friends, let me just say that Scott authors a newsletter for Cramer Research called The Trading Desk, which you can get for free if you go to HillaryCramer.com and click on Trading Desk on the homepage there. It's just put in your email and you start getting it. And I'm a subscriber, and it's got great information, and it's got great information even to the degree that if you're not a bona fide expert in the market, you can understand it. And it's kind of the entry level product that Cramer Research offers. And it's really, really strongly put together. And again, for free, HillaryCramer.com. Hillary is 1L, K in Cramer, HillaryCramer.com, and click on Trading Desk. But Scott, as people are thinking about over the next few days, what are you guys looking at? What are some picks that you like here in the middle of January?
Well, I think if you want to be safe, you know, there's always a little room for gold. You know, that's for rock bottom safety. It's a hedge against inflation. It keeps up with interest rates. It's not so bad. However, it rarely makes a whole lot of money. It's mostly for safety. If you want to make a little bit more money for the long haul, there are always what we used to call widows and orphan stocks, you know, big pharma, big banking. We would buy Citigroup right now. It's down 16% since June. And as far as we can tell, that's a dip you can buy. And just hold on to it for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. It'll pay you dividends. And you might not, you know, get rich immediately, but this is not Las Vegas. This is your savings.
Right. You called it orphans and widow stocks, banks and what else?
Banks and big pharma.
Big pharma.
Like Eli Lilly. We like Merck. We like Pfizer. All these stocks are down 15%, and they'll recover. It'll just take time.
I'm surprised that Pfizer is off that much. I mean, given how much free press they've had over the last 2 years.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, that's what we're seeing. You know, the vaccine stocks. People do feel like the pandemic is almost over.
Yeah.
We can just get through this winter. And so that means the vaccine stocks are not as sexy as they were.
But they do have the antivirals. So there's still some upside there. And then those Eli Lilly components are, you know, you got oncology, lots of cancer stuff in there, lots of other good research things. And check that out. Friends, get it all when you sign up for the Trading Desk email. It's right there at HillaryCramer.com, and just log in, sign on, sign up, get it for free. Scott Martin, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Kevin, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.